Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about the difference one person can make. In this case, it's a very young person. Adam Braun, after he finished his university studies, went on a trip around the world. And during that trip, the ship that he was on was hit by a huge wave. And it was in that moment that he felt that his life was going before him. He didn't see any way that they were going to survive that huge wave. Miraculously, the people of that ship were saved, and he continued on his trip all across the globe. He ended up going to India as one of the places he stopped off, and it was there when he asked a young child what it was that this child most wanted, and he replied, a pencil. Adam decided that he could give him his pencil, and that's what he did. You see, Adam had this dream of going around the world and finding out what children most wanted. And he thought that they would want things such as houses or cars or a lot of money in the bank, things like that. But that's not what he found at all. Now, he wasn't really clear as to what he was going to do with these ideas other than to make a collage of these ideas for himself as a reminder of his trip all around the world at this time. But at some later date, he came up with the idea of creating a nonprofit because he realized that just that one pencil, giving that one pencil to that one kid in India, meant so much to that kid. It changed that kid's life, and he realized that he could change a bunch of kids' life. And he realized that pencils are used for expressing oneself and for schools. And he started this whole program with his nonprofit, which he named Pencils of Promise, realizing that a promise is both something that allows someone to do something that maybe they couldn't do otherwise, as well as giving someone your word. He went on to write a book about this whole experience of his called The Promise of a Pencil. And there's a lot of different ideas that he plants throughout the book. Again, it's a wonderful, wonderful book that all of you should purchase, where he explains how this whole idea came up to create this nonprofit. And what this nonprofit does is it builds schools in Africa, and he started out with the idea of just building one school. What could he do to just build one school? And he put $25 in a savings account, and that was the beginning. And from there, he's built many, many, many schools over there in Africa as his goals and his ambition and his passion has come out into the larger media, and people are starting to learn more and more about what he's doing. And of course, the media was a big involved when he was doing his book tour. So it doesn't take a whole lot of money. It just takes an idea, a passion, a purpose, something that you care about, something that's amazingly important to you, to get out there and go and do it. It's something anybody can do should they choose to. In fact, I've read of kids as young as 7 years old or 8 years old with an idea to create some product. I think I remember reading somewhere about a young girl about 7 years old who created a manufacturing company, actually, to make purses. Her father helped her along this journey to create this business. I believe he was a serial entrepreneur, which made it a little easier for her. And I have a friend of mine who actually, when his daughter was 6 years old, she wanted to make bracelets and sell them for, I think it was for some form of cancer patients, to make money for that particular cause. And I read about a couple of very young twins who had heard of one of their relatives' houses burning down. In the end, they ended up doing a bake sale. They collected many thousands of dollars and gave it all to this family who had lost everything in this fire. So if children can do these things, and if a young adult can do these things, what is stopping we, the older people, from doing these things, I ask you? I want you to go out and buy this book, The Promise of a Pencil, by Adam Braun, and get inspired to do something that's bigger than you, something amazing, because there's so many lessons he has throughout this book. It's an amazing, amazing book, and you'll feel so touched. Your heart will be touched, and isn't that what we're living for anyway? It's not the things that we collect. It's not the things we own. It's the experiences that we create in this life, especially when we're giving to other people, many people who are so much less well off than we are here in the first world. Adam said that when he went to the third world and he met these kids and they had these dreams and aspirations of doing things and being somebody, doing important things in life, he realized that his priorities were shifting right there so that he could go ahead and do things that were very, very touching to him. In fact, he talks about in the beginning of the book about his grandmother, who was actually taken out of her home. I forget where the home was. I think it was in Poland, but I could be wrong. Along with 27 of her relatives, I think he said. And they were put into a ghetto, and then they were brought to Auschwitz, and they were all gassed. She was the only one who survived. And she just gave of herself endlessly and helped him to be able to do the things that matter to him. And with her instilling these ideas of givingness, giving to people who deserve it, in her case it was her grandkid, that he realized when he went over to the third world how important it is to give of ourselves so that other people have a chance to be who they can be all that they can be, to allow them to dream and wonder and become. Because isn't that what we're all here for, really, anyway? To be able to add value to other people's lives in some fashion or some form? We all have different ways of doing it. So, think about this. And I know I talked about this in my previous podcast, because another amazing person talking about the work that they were doing in their life, helping people to get in touch with their true personality and being authentic, in order to share their most authentic self out there in the world, because it's the only way that you can be fascinating. Sally Hogshead wrote the book Fascinate, Your Seven Triggers to Persuasion and Captivation. And she talks about personality types and being true to your personality. So very important if you're going to fascinate anybody into those things that are important to you, as Adam was able to do with his dream of building these schools. You can do it with a for-profit, you can do it with a non-profit, you can do it with a NGO, non-governmental organization abroad. It doesn't really matter how anyone chooses to do these things. Just be real and go out there and do those things that really truly matter to you on a visceral level, letting your heart speak to you about what is important. And by all means, if you haven't traveled, go travel the world. And if you have children, take them with you on these travels, because children who have traveled, when they see how other people live and they are introduced to different cultures, they learn that the people of the world all have similar values and concerns and want similar things in life, mainly to be happy and fulfilled. And with that, there's less of a chance of people forming hatred and anger toward other people because they're different. It allows us to actually care, respect, and help other people. So, again, I challenge you to get in touch with your heart, figure out what you can do in this world to make the world better for your having been here. You can see that other people, some of them way younger than I know I am, at almost 53 years of age, have already figured out ways to make these things happen with no cash. Go ahead and do something. Something that matters. If you're one of these people who's living unconsciously or you're feeling kind of dead inside, This is a really good way to wake yourself up and get yourself out of it. If you're a person who's been feeling ill or has been overwhelmed with problems, this is one of the best ways you can get outside of yourself, as one of my elder clients taught me many, many years ago now, before I ever got into hypnosis, when she realized that when she was working with cerebral palsied people who might have been deformed, and a lot of them were mentally disabled in a lot of ways, they couldn't do anything about their situation, but she could. She could change her antidepressants to something that wouldn't give her side effects, and she learned through working with these people about the choices she had in her life. She ended up getting a part-time job there, actually. It started out volunteering. She ended up getting a part-time job. And she started taking more and more control of her life. Instead of being this victim of mental illness, she became a conduit to being a person of love and care and consideration for others who are less well-off than her. It was an amazing teaching for myself as I was working with her. And she taught me to teach myself and the people around me, and certainly all of my clients, to get out of their own head. Get away from just worrying about your immediate family, even your extended family, and think about the world and what you can do to affect some real true change out there. Because if a mentally ill woman can do it, if a young person can do it, what's holding you back from doing it? There's no reason for you not to be able to go out there and do amazing things and feel happy and fulfilled in ways you could never, ever, ever imagine before having done so. And this is why a lot of people who start businesses decide to go back to work again. Serial entrepreneurs are known for this many times. But many of them, they'll go and start some kind of social enterprise where they're making money maybe in their business, and that business is made for helping other people out who have less than they do to start their own businesses or to get whatever they need in order to live better lives. It's known as social entrepreneurship, and it's a really important aspect of the new economy. I don't think it's really been around that long. I don't really know for sure. I think the last 10 years or so anyway. So there's many ways for us to do things. And I challenge you to get out of your own head and go and do it. Please let me know of any adventures or any social entrepreneurship or any nonprofits or NGOs that you are developing, because I am more than interested in hearing about anything that anyone out there is doing to make this world better for their having been here, using their talents, their interest, and their love and care. Send that information to me at suzanne@dawningvisions.com, and I will definitely respond to you. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a weblog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.